This is a surprise. Dean Pease checking in. Coach, thanks for calling.
How we doing? Well, hey, you know what? I was listening to you guys. I'm actually, today is my last day, and I was just heading home here early, and I was listening to you guys, and I wanted to call in and tell you and the fans here, thank you for, I know it's been a short stint, but the way we've been, my wife and I have been treated here in Nashville was just incredible, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you to you guys.
Coach, I think a lot of fans probably want to say thank you to you.
Yeah.
I think we've enjoyed what you did with this franchise and this team the last 2 years.
Well, it's been fun. They're a great group of guys. I wish them nothing but the best, and I know big things are to come. We were almost there this year, but I just we can't say enough. I think what's going to happen, this was not going to be our original place to retire,
yeah,
but I think that might change. I think now... Aww. We may end up staying here in the area just because just the way we've been treated, and we love it down here.
Well, Coach, I know Mike Vrabel said he didn't want to try to talk you out of retirement twice, but we'll do it.
We will.
Sure, we're happy to try to do that, Coach.
The position is still available, yes. Coach Pease.
Like, what are you going to do? You don't, golf is boring, Coach. You don't want to do that. What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I'll find something. I don't know exactly what it's going to be right now. It's just. You know, the first thing is spend a little time with my wife that I haven't had for a long time. Now, that might not last very long either. So yeah. that could be a short stint. Who knows?
How much fun did you have directing that defense? So many really good young players that I think from a teacher perspective, it would have been great to watch them transform and get better year to year.
You know what was really great is I really thought we had a good blend of young guys and older guys.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Jarrell Casey, Wesley Wood, the guys that are great examples. Even when Arakpo was here and Morgan and all those guys, it was such a great kind of combination. You didn't have an old defense. You didn't have a young defense. You kind of had a blend where the young guys could learn from the old guys. And our older guys, our older vets, were such great pros that they taught those guys how to be a pro, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, you guys watched us. We changed stuff up every week, and we were not vanilla in any way, shape, or form. So it's not an easy defense to learn because we do so much. But that's what's fun. It's boring to go out there and just play the same thing all the time. So it was a lot of fun with those guys.
Coach, since you called us, I'll ask you this. I think as all of us kind of put the years behind us at work, we wonder what would it feel like to say, okay, this is it. I'm finally done. What was it like for you going through that process and telling John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, guys, this is it. I'm really done.
It's tough, and I don't know that it's really hit me yet because actually I just spent these last 2 weeks still in the office. Today was my last day. I'm leaving the office. So Mike asked me to stick around, and as they went through stuff and just kind of put my 2 cents worth in here and there. So I don't know if it's going to really hit me for a while. Since my last retirement only lasted 3 weeks, I don't know. I've been so blessed with the jobs that I've had and the people that I've been around. And like I can truly say, I've never had a job I didn't like. I don't know a lot of people that can say that. And so it's just, I don't know if it's truly hit me yet, but the other point of it is my wife and I talked for a long time. Everybody's got to end at some point in time, and sometimes I've watched players over the years maybe stick around a little too long, and people remember them kind of at the end, and even though they had maybe a great career. And I always said that, I want to kind of go out on my terms, and I think I know when that's going to be, and it just felt right. And my wife and I are looking forward to doing some traveling and doing things that we haven't been able to do in a long, long time.
Former Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease, nice enough to call in. Coach, we were in that locker room after the Kansas City game, and it was a tough locker room to be in, honestly, because of the immediacy of the finality of everything, but Jarrell Casey, a guy you mentioned earlier that we've gotten to know really well over the course of the years. Young player walks by him. Jarrell looks up and says, hey, man, don't hang your head. It's time to go to work right now. And I just thought that that was an incredible message given what had just transpired.
It is. And, you know what, I'm going to give you a situation. In 2011, I'm with Baltimore, and we go up and we play the AFC Championship at New England. And they beat us in a really, really close, hard-fought game. And we had made a great run, but we got beat by New England in New England. And the next year in 2012, we came back and won the whole thing. And I think guys learned a lot from being that close and not quite getting there. They got a taste of it, and it made them that much more hungry the next year. And I'm hoping and praying that that exact same thing can happen here to the Tennessee Titans.
Well, no, you called the morning show this morning to thank fans, and you called us, and I know fans appreciate that, and we're glad that you were able to call Nashville home the last couple of years, and obviously this town kind of stuck out to you.
Yeah, sure did. So I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to say thanks, and we'll talk to you later.
Coach, you're the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. Right. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Bye.
There you go.
Team peace.
I stayed on a couple extra weeks just to help. Probably going to retire here.
Today was my last day at the office. I'm driving home.
That guy's the best. Coach, hey, empty seat right here. Anytime you want to come in and talk football.
Oh, my God. Knowledge. And he can teach us.
Yeah. Let's get him and Coach Mack in here.
Let's do it.